This is Earth and Sky on acid rain. It happens when fossil fuel burning releases sulfur and nitrogen oxides into the air.
These oxides are converted into acids and fall to the earth with rain or snow. You can stand in an acid rain and not be harmed, but over time, acid rain deteriorates land, vegetation, and buildings. And in some lakes, for example, it's been found to stress fish and other living things. Gene Likens is director and president of the Institute of Ecosystem Studies in Millbrook, New York. He said people talked about acid rain more in the 1980s when scientists studying the problem received large amounts of federal funding.
In 1990, President Bush, the senior, signed into law the 1990 Clean Air Act amendments, and that was the first time that we had passed legislation specifically to address the problem of acid rain. Concurrent with that action, the topic of acid rain kind of disappeared.
But Likens says the problem persists.
The problem has not gone away. In the eastern United States, rain, snow, sleet, and hail still are about 10 times more acid than they should be if the atmosphere were not polluted by sulfur and nitrogen oxides.
Dr. Likens and his team are studying ways to limit fossil fuel emissions, thereby reducing acid rain. Our thanks today to NASA. Explore, discover, understand. We're Bloch and Bird for Earth and Sky.